the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with George Goldoff, the president of Hard Rock Atlantic City, about how the property has performed over the last year and what he expects for the 2024 summer season. George Goldoff was named president of Hard Rock Atlantic City in August 2023. He took over a property that was number two in gross gaming revenue in the city under the previous president, Joe Lupo, who is now running the Mirage in Las Vegas, soon to be the Hard Rock Las Vegas. Goldoff was previously president of Hard Rock Cincinnati, and before that he spent 8 years in Canada running Pure Canadian Gaming, 8 small casinos in the middle of that country. He talks about the competitive nature of the business in Atlantic City and how he's blessed to have an attractive property and a great team behind him. He spoke with me in his office at the Hard Rock in April. George, it's great to see you. We met for the first time today, and I'm really happy to do this. I know you've had a really illustrious career up until now, but now you're in Atlantic City, which is a whole different ballgame.
It's amazing, Roger. It's so great to be here. I've been here for 14 months now. Mm-hmm. You're right, I've been a little bit of a casino gypsy. I've been in the casino business for about 26 years, and previous to that, hospitality and restaurants and hotel and that type of thing.
Sure.
But I started my career in 98 opening Bellagio with an amazing group of talented men and women.
You were working for Steve Wynn then.
Yeah, that's right. I was working for Steve, quite a visionary and amazing team that he assembled. And I was just great to be a part of that.
Sure. Some of the people that came out of that operation now, the giants of the industry, including yourself. So it's good to be able to get together with you. So give us a little background. I know you came from Hard Rock Cincinnati prior to coming here. Where did you work before that?
Yeah, so I started for Hard Rock in Cincinnati. We purchased and we transacted and bought Hard Rock Cincinnati, which was a regional casino operators. Rebranded that. So what an amazing way to jump into the brand and really learn about that. But prior to that, I was in Canada for 8.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I was I had a company called Pure Canadian Gaming. Okay. And it was an Onyx-owned company. Onyx is one of the oldest and most respected private equity firms in North America, and they had a small mid-market platform called OnCap, and they had made the investment. And so I came on directly after that, and I was there for 8.5 years. We had four casinos in Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton, and other places, and 3,000 slot machines, 120 table games. Wonderful experience that I had there.
That's a great part of the world for sure.
Yes.
So here at Hard Rock, it was a former Trump Taj Mahal, and they went through a complete renovation. Some of my architect friends helped with that, Tom Sykes with Soch, and it really turned into a completely new property. So how have you been able to welcome your guests back to the Hard Rock, even some of the former Trump Taj Mahal people?
Yeah, well, I would start off by saying that I stand on the shoulders of those who came before me and Jim Allen's vision for the Trump Taj Mahal, which he actually opened in '89 and '90, and was here thereafter as an executive. Mm-hmm. When he had the opportunity to invest, purchase, and then reimagine the Trump Taj Mahal, they did an absolutely amazing job.
Right.
And of course, with the investment of the Seminole Tribe of Florida and Tri-State Partners, Jack Morris, Joe, and Michael Gingoli.
Right.
They've been nothing but supportive, and they've put the Taj Mahal back together better than I think anyone ever thought it could be.
Sure.
And so, as president, I'm just extraordinarily proud to be here and carry on with this amazing team here at at Hard Rock.
Well, this property has been going great before you. Joe Lupo was here. He really, really brought it up to the status that it enjoys today, being second in the market in terms of gross gaming revenue. So why do you think that happened? What really drew people here?
So there's a variety of things, and I'll get to brand in a minute.
Okay.
But our guest experience scores are best in brand, mm-hmm. and quite frankly, best in Atlantic City too, according to the Global Review Index, which is a reputation
right.
platform I think all of your listeners and viewers are aware
sure.
of. And so we really start there with satisfaction and loyalty mm-hmm. and ensuring that everyone is contributing
right.
And engaged and that type of thing. And then, as I mentioned before, the continued reinvestment in the property has really set us mm-hmm. apart. And just last year, we finished our 9 penthouse suites,
right.
which are brand new and absolutely amazing. They're breathtaking. They're on the 41st floor mm-hmm. Of one of the towers. And we also have purchased a private aircraft, which we have
okay.
a helicopter. We got that in March
yeah,
of this year. And so we're really focusing on New York business and mm-hmm. Philadelphia business. And going back and forth, we updated our VIP lounge, which is our plum lounge for our most loyal top tier mm-hmm. Guests. And we finished that last year, right
okay.
around October. And
mm-hmm.
so that was a huge hit. And then one of the most important things was our high limit salon,
right.
which we expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from 150 games roughly, and we added about another 75.
Okay.
And it's been nothing short of an absolute home run.
Sure.
And then, as I mentioned, the brand. We installed Unity, which is our loyalty platform,
right.
which is really unique, Roger. I mean, you cover a lot of casino.
Sure.
Across the globe, but our Unity platform is connected with 200 of our 300
mm-hmm. right.
currently right now
right.
of our 300 locations, and our players can earn at any one of those locations
right.
and use their points to enjoy
right.
Hopefully in Atlantic City
sure,
but everywhere.
Sure. I was speaking with Jim Allen a couple of months ago, and he explained how difficult that process was because there are so many unique ways that Hard Rock is involved in some of these businesses. Some of them they're just branded, some of them you own and operate, some of them you operate for somebody else, and to really put that into one club was very difficult. And is that working here for you in Atlantic City right now?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've had a great support from our guests. They
mm-hmm.
really like it.
Right.
And we have such a strong base of our players that want to go to Florida, so
right,
now
sure.
it's seamless and all their points are portable
mm-hmm.
and they can go down there, earn here,
right.
play there, come up here
sure.
In the summertime.
Yep.
And so it's been great.
Yeah, and it's such a great property down there as well with the Guitar Hotel and the wonderful pool area. It's just an incredible property, and I guess a lot of the guests here in the wintertime love going to Florida.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they realize that they can get that same amplified
right.
service and that sort of customized experience
sure,
that
sure.
you can get at Hard Rock only. I mean, quite frankly, years and years ago, 50 years ago, when we opened the first Hard Rock in London,
yeah.
we created our brand around music, and that is our DNA. And
yeah.
so whether it's the world-class memorabilia, the wonderful restaurants, the amazing shows,
sure.
Which I know we'll talk about
right.
At some time, the entertainment is second to none
right.
on the East Coast
sure.
when you're looking at Atlantic City.
Yeah, sure. Well,
Rock.
Let's talk about that. The facility in Florida, they have a beautiful 7,500-room theater that
right.
they just opened a couple of years ago. And here, of course, you have the Edis Arena, which is renowned for a great place to stop here on any tour of the East Coast. And you really kept that up. Some of the names that have come through here just in the last year, and I know what you got coming up this summer. So how do you keep that level of entertainment that high?
Well, it takes a lot of work. We have
yeah,
a fantastic
sure.
Entertainment group, whether mm-hmm. it's the technical side or the
right.
marketing side. And quite frankly, it is at a Serena, Roger,
right.
but it's also, we have Soundwaves. And
right.
Soundwaves
that's right. yeah.
is a really unique, intimate theater that seats
mm-hmm.
1,400.
Right.
And then we have three vibe stages.
Sure.
We have one in the cafe,
mm-hmm.
We have one in the lobby bar, and we have one in Council Oak. And on any one day of the week, sure. and sometimes all three of those stages are energized, and so we have free entertainment for the public.
Sure. And the lobby bar is to have live entertainment there most of the nights of the week, correct?
7 days a week.
Yeah, there we go.
That's right. So, you're absolutely
so
right.
So you can come to the Hard Rock and be entertained, free, and enjoy your games as well.
Yeah, and then in Edis Arena, and I think, I wrote down a couple of the big headliners mm-hmm. that we have coming in, and we've announced most of them. One sure. of them, I will mention that we're going to announce probably this week, but we have Motley Crue, mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson, David Foster, and Catherine McPhee. We have Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kesha. We have Miranda Lambert, and quite frankly, a whole lot more yeah. this summer. But we're going to announce, I think this week, that we're bringing in Hank Williams Jr.
Wow. Oh, wow.
at the end of July. So that should be okay. a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can see from that, we cover every single genre.
Yeah, right.
I know Hard Rock was once known for rock and roll, mm-hmm. and that is our roots, and we
right.
don't shy away from that. But it's pop, it's hip hop, mm-hmm. it's country, it's everything.
Right. And you have people, things for my age too, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and Chicago was in just a few months ago, right?
And my age too,
yeah,
that's right.
Exactly right. right. So you're kind of new to the Atlantic City market, and I'm sure you heard how competitive it is. What's your approach to in this market to really keeping up with your competition?
Well, it's legendary. There's no more competitive market than Atlantic City, and then you throw in the case, really the entire East Coast,
right.
and it's probably going to get a bit more.
Sure.
Competitive when the downstate licenses are issued,
right. mm-hmm.
Whenever that happens. But Atlantic City is incredibly competitive, mm-hmm. and it's really three areas. It's facility, it's marketing,
yeah.
and it's the guest experience.
Yeah.
And we talked a bit about that, but we invest in every one of those areas.
Right.
And we try to stay cutting edge and innovative
mm-hmm.
when we think about that, where we get creative and I call myself a niche-aholic. I like to identify small,
mm-hmm.
1-inch hurdles that
right.
I can go over. I don't know in this market if there's any, 16-foot pole vaults
That's
that
right,
we
yeah.
can do anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. As competitive as this market is, you're in this area known as North Beach now, and you've got two casinos on either side of you, or resorts and ocean, and they're both doing very well. How do you work together with them to promote this as a region?
We work together really collaboratively mm-hmm. and closely and cooperatively, which
right.
is fantastic.
Yeah.
We have some events that we market, including the fireworks that are going to take place
yeah,
here
sure.
on the 23rd, and it's not only the three casinos, but it's also businesses. It's the
mm-hmm.
Steel Pier, it's the Tennessee
right.
Avenue.
Sure, that's right. The Orange Loop.
The Orange Loop
right,
and everything,
yeah.
Well, but we have regular monthly marketing and executive meetings,
mm-hmm.
and we try to come up with ideas to draw people up to this part
right.
of the boardwalk, and we have so many great things going on.
Sure, no question about
yeah.
it. So. For the past few years, there have been beach concerts in Atlantic
mm-hmm.
City, drawing a lot of people to the city. Won't be any this year. The CRDA has kind of run out of money, I think, to fund those
okay.
things. Where were you when it was coming here, and are you disappointed it's not coming, or are you kind of relieved that now you can do your own thing?
Well, I will tell you that we're doing our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've always done our own
right.
thing, and our own thing is wonderful,
right.
and we just went over all of the entertainment.
Look,
it adds another layer of excitement to tourism and that type of thing in Atlantic City. It would be nice
yeah.
to have them back. But quite frankly, we have so much entertainment. Our brand is wrapped around entertainment,
right.
and we do it so well here at Hard Rock that I don't think we're going to miss it.
Yeah, yet. Okay, great. And you also announced that the beach bar will be reopening in the next month or so. I know we lost a lot of sand this
That's
winter.
Right.
Is there enough room for a beach bar down there?
There is. Yeah, we studied the tide charts,
yeah,
and
right.
we have enough room, so the experience will be feet in the sand,
mm-hmm.
chaise lounges, umbrellas,
yeah.
a cool, refreshing drink. It'll be as if it was in the previous years and that type of thing.
Yeah, and that's such an attraction for people who come in the summertime, that's for sure.
And if I could just mention too, we're reopening our terrace. I think the last time it was open was a couple of years ago.
Right.
And another great experience, mm-hmm. breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and the Steel Pier. Mm-hmm. Outside, large bar. We're really dressing it up this year. So it'll be an experience that that is coming back.
Yeah.
And then one other two, we're reopening our nightclub and rebranding that. And that will be an indoor and outdoor experience. So plenty to do outdoors in the...
Like it,
warm, sultry summer.
And that was a very nice nightclub. I mean, it had a lot of ambiance to it.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
No question. So the air show came on the verge of being canceled, but it was rescued. Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. I mean, it adds so much, and it draws mm-hmm. a lot of folks. It drives tourism, and it's great to have. Now, we would love to have the air show and maybe a shoulder part of the season.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of the season.
Right.
Brings a lot of people into the city. So it's a fantastic event, and we're so happy to have it again.
And it is in the middle of the week, which is a good thing
for the
summer. So yeah, but if you had it on the weekend, say in October, that might even be better.
Could be better. Yeah. Can you help us with that?
We'll work on that.
Okay.
I'll talk to my friends at the chamber.
Thank you.
So, you know, we talked about how beautiful the building is and, you know, all the great amenities you have, but of course you can't really deliver to your customers unless you have the service as well. And Hard Rock has such a unique culture. You know, obviously a lot of it comes from the Seminole tribe. How are you able to you know, communicate that to your employees and also to the customers?
So you touched on something. It starts at the top, mm-hmm. and that's absolutely right. It's our owners, the Seminole Tribe of Florida, and Jim Allen, and the level starts very high. And then just quickly, I started at the company at a different location, but we always shared information, and we shared guest service surveys and guest experience and net promoter scores and everything. And from day one, Atlantic City was always number one.
Right.
And I didn't understand it until I actually came here. The team members are uniquely special and different. And I'm so proud, honestly, to be working with them. And not only that, but you ask how we get there. Our company was developed around a set of mottos, which are actually universal truths.
Right.
And there's four of them, and it's love, all serve, all take time to be kind,
right.
all is one, and save the planet. And these are more relevant today than ever before. And it's so rewarding to see our team members embrace these, not only inside the building, but outside the building.
Right, yeah.
In the community and how we support the community.
Right. So, and then during COVID, when the employees were laid off, you supported them, you know, on another level. You know, food cards and things like that, and they all stayed loyal to you, and most of them came back.
That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And not only did we do the right thing during COVID, and we were out on the drive handing out cards so they could, you know, shop, and gas cards and food cards and everything else. But I will say, just this week, we had an event where we were a hiring event and a job fair, and 900 people showed up.
Right. Yeah.
900. That's twice as many that has shown up in previous years. We are the employer of choice.
Yeah.
People recognize that, and they want to be here and they want to work here.
Great. Okay, so we knocked Atlantic City air for a second, but Hard Rock does so much for the city. I mean, you have contributed to a lot of charities here in Atlantic City, and not just the company, but the employees really volunteer and do things for the community as well. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that's right. In Hard Rock and all of our locations, music is our DNA, but philanthropy is our soul.
Right.
And since opening in 2018, we've touched over 500 community organizations in and around Hard Rock Atlantic City. And that is including donating resources, team member hours, fundraising for events. And really focusing on the homelessness issue in Atlantic City, investing in education for our youth, addressing food insecurities, and there's a whole variety of other areas that we invest in. And we really want to shine a light this year, and we have so successfully in previous years, on mental illness and mental health and wellness within our community. Okay. So we're really proud of our community efforts, and we're going to continue living up to our soul.
Okay, great, great. Well, I have one more question. So Jim Allen never holds back when he talks about how disappointed he is in the state and the city government in Atlantic City. I mean, I've been driving around the city for the last few days, and some of the roads are in pretty bad shape, it's just one thing after another with the city and the state. How are you dealing with that when it comes to bringing your customers in here and just getting them in here, you know, through some of those rough roads?
Yeah, well, I will say this. I was really pleased to see that we did have a road paved recently and restriped and the lights synchronized.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely a start. We would like to be part of the solution, and that is what we do. It's really a private-public partnership if we want to get anything done in Atlantic City. And so, it's about finding common ground, and, let's start with paving the roads, getting the sidewalks clean.
Right.
Let's work with our community partners and the clergy and the government so we can, partner together and cooperate and collaborate and get this done. I know at times it might seem like from somebody like yourself who's been in Atlantic City for a long time that there's been a lot of effort with maybe not as quite as much progress as we would like to see.
Right.
And I'm committed to assisting in all those areas.
Okay, great, great. So the summer season is coming up. This is the busiest time of year for you, and you got to make your hay when the sun shines, So, what do you have planned for the summer? Are you enthusiastic about what's going to happen here in Atlantic City?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. My first summer was last year, and we go from 50 miles an hour to 150 miles an hour overnight, and it's exciting. And like you said, we make hay when we can.
Yeah, sure.
And so we essentially have 90 days, or maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we just talked about, all of the entertainment, the new food and beverage offerings, I'm not going to tell you about our marketing schedule or anything, but it is jam-packed, it's exciting, and we have a lot of great events to bring folks in.
Great. Well, it should be an exciting summer. I'm looking forward to it. I missed it last summer. I hope the weather's better this summer, though. I understand last summer it rained a lot of the Saturdays, so it'd be nice to have sunshine throughout the whole summer.
It can only mean that that's what we're going to have, Roger.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, George, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us. We really enjoyed the conversation, and good luck, and maybe we can catch up after the summer and see how you did.
That sounds great.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed today's GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast. Don't worry.